Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Basra, Perig Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Get, Pashit. When the Mishnah refers to get, Mishnah is referring actually to any shtar. Eid of Mitoicha, the witnesses are signed on its front, it's at the bottom of the document. However, Umekusher, literally a tied get, Eid of Meachoyrav, the Eidim are on the back. What is a tied get? Originally, this was a takana, and it was designed for kehanim. When a kohen gets his wife, it's an irreversible thing. He can't take her back because then she's a grusha. So there was a concern that a kohen will act hastily to divorce his wife, and then he's going to regret his own decision. So memela, they made a very complicated get. The kohen has to wait for it to be ready. And as the case is with most anger, while you're waiting, you cool down. You say about that certain tzaddik that he had a special angry hat. He didn't mind getting angry. He has to put on a certain hat, and the hat was very high up in a closet till he got a step stool, till he got up, till he got it down. He wasn't angry anymore. So originally, this get mekusher, we'll soon explain how it works, what physically you had to do with it, but the takana was for a get isha. Lemaisa, Chazal said, not just a get isha, but even other documents, if it's prepared this way like a get mekusher, it's also kosher. Now, it's hard to explain what a get mekusher is without a picture, but basically, remember how you would take your paper and turn it into a fan? You'd fold it, the way you would fold it to make a fan out of it. Well, to make a get mekusher, the sofer writes the first line of the shtar, then leaves a blank line, folds the written line over the blank line, and then he sews it closed. I know you didn't do that when you made a fan. But that's the idea. That's how the folds would look like. Then he would write the second line, leave another blank line, fold the written line over the blank line, and sew that fold closed. He would do this three or more times. The rest of the shtar was a regular shtar. But the witnesses sign on the back of this shtar. And one witness signs on the back of each fold. Sounds complicated? Sounds like it would take very long to prepare? That's the point. By the time they were finished making this get mekusher, the kohen may decide, no, forget it. I'm not angry at her anymore. So zak the mishnah. Get pashit, a regular get, meaning a regular shtar. Eid of Mitoche, the witnesses are signed in front. Umekusher, get mekusher, me'achoyrav. The witnesses signed on its back. So again, the witnesses sign on the back of the document, and one witness signs on the back of each fold. Zak de Mishnah, if you reverse this, Pashit, if it's a regular document, Shekasu Eid of me'achoyrav, and the witnesses signed the way it would be a get mekusher, or umakusher, it's really a get mekusher, but shekasu eidav mitaychai, the witness is signed on the front, shneim sulam, they're both puzzle. Because it wasn't done, explains the Batanura, kitikun chachamim. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says, look, mekusher shekasu eidav mitaychai is kosher. If you take a get mekusher, and the witness is signed on the front, that's kosher. Why? Neshiyachal lasoy se pashit, because the cipher can simply open the fold and it becomes a regular shtar. There'll be some blank spaces between the first few lines where originally it was folded. It doesn't bother us. A lot of times there's a blank space between lines of shtoris. So again, if it's a get mekusher, shekasu eidav mitaychai kasher, because all he has to do is open it up. You have to open up the stitches. Shem Megamil says, hakol kiminik hamedina. Everything follows the custom of the community. Now, how does that work over here? What does Shem Megamil mean? And what is the machloikis between Shem Megamil and the Tanakama? Suppose you have a town where the minig is to use both regular shtoreis as well as a get mekusher. This man told the cipher, I want a get mekusher, and he went and made a regular get. Or he told him, I want to use a get pashit, and he went and made a get mekusher. The Tanakama says, look, he ordered one thing from the cipher and he got something else. He's makban and it's puzzle. Shem Megamil says, no. Lamaisa, the minig Medina is either one. The person's not makbid. He picked one of the shtaris, but if the cipher made a different kind of a shtar, what's the difference? As long as it's documented and it works. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that there's something called a get mekusher. That's a complicated document. You fold it like a fan. The cipher writes on the first line, leaves the second line blank, folds the written line over the blank line, and sews the fold closed. Then he writes the second line, leaves another blank, folds the written line over the blank line, and sews that fold closed. Three or four times at the top. The rest of the shtar is written normal. Why would I make such a complicated shtar? Originally, it was for a kohen. A kohen wants to divorce his wife. We want a very slow process because we're hoping he's going to change his mind. But lemaisa, any shtar could be either a regular shtar or a get mekusher. In a regular shtar, the edim are in front, and a get mekusher, again, because our purpose is to slow things down and make things complicated, the witnesses sign on the back, and one witness signs on the back of each fold. Now, if you have a regular shtar and the witness is signed this way on the back, or you have a get mekusher and the witness is signed in front, they're both possible. Because they didn't do according to the tikkun chachamah. Say hal to Tanakama. Chanina ben Gamliel says, a get mekusher where the edim signed in front, that's kosher, because all the cipher has to do is to open the fold, and then it's a regular get. Shem ben Gamliel says it all depends on the minhag medina. So we explained what is the machloikis in the Tanakama of Shem ben Gamliel. In a place where the minig is to use either a get pashit or a get mekusher. And someone came along and said to the cipher, get mekusher, please. And the cipher did a get pashit. Or he said, get pashit, please. And the cipher did a get mekusher. Tanakama says, listen, he was makbid, and the cipher changed it, so it's possible. Shem Gamil says, no. If the minig hamedin is taka sometimes like this and sometimes like that, we don't think he's makbid, even though he asked for one and not the other. And as long as the shtar was done kosher, the way that shtar is supposed to be, then indeed, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's a kosher, a get.